It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. The shale gas industry, and fracking in particular, have become hot-button issues in Pennsylvania. Today, Maureen Ittig reviews Walter Brash's investigation of the natural gas industry in his book, Fracking Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster. Here's Ittig with her review.
Whether it was intentional or not, Walter Brash's book, Fracking Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster, in some ways seems like the last love letter you might leave your beloved as you're walking out the door. The title hints at love gone wrong, and the book includes stories of Pennsylvanians, quote, flirting with drilling agreements, naive of the consequences. It's clear Brash loves Pennsylvania and has spent an enormous amount of time researching the subject at hand. There's no question about the author's anti-fracking leaning. The book, while short, is formatted in the style of a reference guide. Brash describes each failing that has led to the current situation. He goes into detail about policies, as well as the legal and financial agreements that have left the state environmentally and economically vulnerable to gas extraction. He says those who should have protected the state have instead exploited her, from corporate environmental responsibility laws in the Bush-Cheney years, to local town councils and judges more recently. The book is interspersed with stories of protests against the gas extraction industry and details how those protests have been unsuccessful, which adds to the book's tragic love story feel. Brash also shows parallels to other sorts of environmental controversies and related protests from earlier times in both Pennsylvania's and America's history. There are aspects I wish the author had explored more deeply, such as the economic and environmental context of gas drilling. He alludes to, but doesn't fully discuss, the fact that without the vast subsidies and lack of responsibility for environmental cleanup, Marcellus shale extraction would no longer make economic sense for energy companies. The author also glosses over the decline of fossil fuel reserves worldwide, which is one factor that makes extraction at home more attractive. Nonetheless, the book still provides a good summary of the recent history of Pennsylvania fracking. But it ends on a rather hopeless note, with an imagined look back on a ravaged Pennsylvania, abandoned and helpless, unable to change the course of her destiny. One can almost hear the rising, wailing song of a lover scorned and jaded. I'm not sure that this is how the story needs to end. I think the object of the author's affections can still be saved. If you can move beyond the tragic tone of the book, it actually provides useful policy recommendations to reference in writing to your legislator. Brash also brings attention to advocacy groups worthy of financial support. Brash's book is a sad song of how things came to be the way they are and how they might have been. But for anyone who lives and works in Pennsylvania and loves her natural areas and her people and history, this book can be seen as a different kind of love story, a story that creates a call to action to bring about a happier ending.
That book is Fracking Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster by Walter Brash, published by Greeley and Stone last year. Brash is an award-winning journalist who lives in northeastern Pennsylvania. Our reviewer, Maureen Ittig, lives in Ligonier, near a nature reserve. She moved to Pennsylvania in 2008, when fracking was becoming common in the state. For WPSU's Bookmark, I'm Emily Reddy.